Está escuchando el Touchdown, el segmento donde repasamos toda la acción de la NFL, los Redskins, Cowboys, entre otros equipos. Te saluda Juan, el poderoso Romero. Conmigo, DJ Fatboy, otra semana más. What's up, Fatboy?
How's it going aquí, activo?
¡Activo! DJ Fatboy, te dije. Pero vamos a estar hablando de eso en unos minutos. También, acompañándonos otra vez más, Mr. Dale, Mr. Rams.
dímelo.
La victoria de los Redskins, sorprendente de esta semana. They pulled it off. It was quizás uno de los partidos más feos de la NFL que he visto en la historia.
Wow.
De toda la liga. Pero los Redskins consiguieron la victoria y nos mantiene hablando de la posibilidad de un playoff run en estas dos semanas. Así que
otra semana
más de esperanza. Vamos a estar hablando de eso más adelante, pero ahorita, Fatboy, tu equipo, los Cowboys, blanked on Sunday, 23-0, la derrota ante los Colts de Indianapolis. Quiero ver la estadística. Vamos a ver la estadística.
Juan, lo único que tengo que decir, ese partido fue horrible. Horrible en cada aspecto. En la ofensiva, en la defensa, en todo. Everything, it was... Those weren't the Cowboys. Eso no eran los Cowboys. That's all I have to say. Estadísticamente, like, talking about all the statistics... Jugamos mal.
¿En qué aspecto?
En todo. No corrimos. We didn't throw the ball. No, en la defensa. It looked like que no sabíamos lo que estábamos haciendo. Y yo creo que en ese aspecto, como dijo Ezekiel Elliott, fue embarrassing the way that we played. Fue horrible. It was bad.
Wow.
Pero domingo ya pasó. Juan, I don't even want to talk about this.
No, we gotta analyze this. Hey, Fatboy, you can't do this, dog. We gotta analyze this game. What happened? Porque yo solo estaba viendo el score y después digo, okay.
No, la cosa fue que we didn't attack. We tried to con Zeke, pero la cosa es que en los últimos, ¿qué? 5 partidos, we were able to run the ball. We were able to open up the offense, open up the throwing game, pero esa semana we just got shut down.
People sleep on the defense, the Indianapolis. Cuando ellos juegan bien, they shut teams down. Like, everybody laughed when the Redskins only scored 9 points against them here at home. And luego they beat Philly the next week at Philly. Everybody just talks about Indianapolis' offense, but their defense is pretty legit.
Yeah, la secundaria siempre ha estado así for the past two, well, esta temporada, sí.
La semana pasada yo hablé que los Cowboys iban a tener un shutdown defense. Me equivoqué. The Colts had a shutdown defense.
Yeah.
And they shut us down completely. No pudimos hacer absolutamente nada.
No run game, no pass.
Nothing. I saw Zeke had his numbers.
He had a couple in the first half. Pero después de allí, in the third quarter, fourth quarter, it was just like... El ánimo, it wasn't even there no more.
They didn't know how to play the clock too as well. Eso fue también otra cosa, que no sabían cómo jugar el tiempo.
Y la cosa que me sorprendió bastante fue that we kept going for it on fourth and one.
But you were saying yes.
No,
let's
yes,
do it.
Pero it's how you go for it on fourth and down. Juan, the first fourth and one play that we had, we stacked up to the right side, pero después... He hiked the ball and we went to the weak side.
Right.
You know, it's if you had the big guys up front, go to the strong side. There's no reason why to bring it down to the weak side. Okay, eso pasó. Then another fourth and one. Then, boom, another turnover.
Oh, ¿verdad? Porque you guys got to the red zone like 4 times.
Exactly.
Like
and
4 veces.
Fourth and one, and then, boom.
And, bueno, no puedo hablar.
That was
mucho.
A game changer. That sí. Right there was a change of momentum for the defense to give it back to Andrew Luck. And they just... They were on fire.
Sí, no, Marlon Mack demasiado en ese juego.
Yep.
Él, I think he had more yards than Ezekiel Elliott that game.
Okay, the statistics don't lie sometimes. So vamos a ver aquí. Indianapolis had 370 yards of total offense compared to Dallas's 292 yards. So you guys did struggle. And especially in the pass, 180 yards passing yards only for the Cowboys compared to the rushing yards, which y'all had about 112 yards. Ezekiel Elliott had 18 carries, 87 yards. Mack, he had a breakout game for, yes, for the Colts, 27 carries, 139 yards. Woo. Crazy. Dos anotaciones.
And I think solo tocaron a T.Y. like once or twice.
Los dos mariscales no tuvieron gran partido. Andrew Luck, no. 16 of 27, 192 yardas. Prescott, 24 pases completos de 39 intentos. 206 yards. He had that pick, though, that cost you guys. Well, what can we say? En verdad, everybody has this bad game. I told you it's better for you guys to lose right now.
Ahorita, yep.
Pierdan ahorita. Regroup, you know, I hope Jason Garrett está regañando a sus jugadores ahorita, esta semana, and just be like, hey, we need to regroup against the Bucks this week y luego against the Giants. Nice little tune-ups and get us ready for the playoffs, because just get that game out of you, yeah, right now.
Exactamente, Juan. No te voy a mentir. When we were losing, I was just like, man, Juan said, you want to know what? Just lose it now instead of losing it later. So you know what? Eso pasa. You know what I'm saying? We had a bad game. Y como dijiste, you know.
Pero es un shutout.
Acá la semana pasada, you know what I'm saying? But it doesn't matter. If we would have lost by a shutout or we would have lost by a point, losing is still losing.
Yeah,
I'd rather take this loss now, regroup. You know, now it's just like, okay, we're not that hot team anymore. Now we got to go back and find ourselves again. And, you know what I'm saying? Come out and just... And did good.
Indianapolis también. Like I told you, people slept on Indianapolis. Indianapolis tiene un buen record, 8-6.
The Colts, they're not a bad team.
Están peleando la posición del comodín ahorita. So, I mean, they had a lot to play for, Indianapolis. So, I knew it was going to be a tough game for y'all. I didn't think it was going to be like that.
El domingo, con la pérdida de los Cowboys, we still could have clinched. If you guys would have lost, and Philly would have lost. Yeah.
Entonces, let's go over to... My man, dale over there.
Yo, hey. Yo voy a quedar calladito este día porque yo no quiero dale. Hablar de mi equipo.
All I kept saying, all I kept oh, going man. Over my head in that second man. Half of that game on Sunday night was, dale was so sure this win.
No, was like, porque es que...
Everybody was.
Everybody was. No importa quién fue, todos nosotros estábamos que the Rams were going to win. Ray said it, you said it, Fat Boy said it. I was just a little overconfident. You know, it is what it is. Pero tiene... Tienes que ver el partido. El partido no jugaron bien. Todd Gurley también he got injured, you know, and it was timing, otra vez. Siempre es el tiempo.
Pero ¿qué te dicen a la gente? Oh, you know, they had a backup quarterback. You guys should have came in and won the game.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but you know what?
A lot of people were just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? They got Nick Foles back there. It's not
but
Wentz.
He did the same thing last year. And what happened?
Exactly.
La misma vaina.
All right. Lo que me sorprende los Rams es Goff. De sí. verdad. He's really surprised me because he was playing so good earlier in the year. He's no. starting to come back down to earth. The defense, I've said it for a lot of episodes now on this podcast, that the defense of the Rams and all those early wins, they were always giving up 25, 30 points. 25, yeah. 30 points. So that doesn't surprise me that teams
we
can
have,
move the ball
we
on
have,
them.
We have really amazing players in
on defense.
On defense. Mm-hmm. En la defensa. Pero el problema conmigo es que no están jugando totalmente bien como un equipo.
Como unidos.
Como unidos. Como la secundaria. Especial la secundaria. Perdimos a Talib, creo que es mm-hmm. Talib. Akib Talib. Pero los perdimos en la semana 7. And then regresó y desde entonces se está viendo que no está funcionando su defensa como tiene que ser, como siempre ha sido cuando estaba en otro equipo. Now, estamos aquí. I'm looking at the game. En mi opinión, perdimos por el fumble, the punt return.
I mean, if you want to put it down to that play, yeah.
I'm going to leave it down to that play because that's... Eso lo que
it's
lo,
a momentum change.
Yes, it's a big momentum change.
It's no, a big
guys,
momentum change.
You guys, when that happened, you guys were already trailing by like you needed
that
touchdown.
Yeah,
you needed that touchdown.
Yeah, we needed the touchdown.
Because, yeah, you guys would have had, instead of, you know, 30 seconds that you had at the end of the game, you would have had 2.5 minutes, yeah. like, basically.
Yeah.
Porque Philly almost, they wanted to give you guys the game, basically. They
yeah.
almost choked it away.
Yeah, they did.
You guys had three turnovers compared to one. for the Eagles, en realidad, the wheels came off that game in the third quarter. If I remember correctly, the way it was, I think Philly scored 17 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And they went up big on you guys. And yeah. You guys had no answer.
They caught two interceptions on us as well.
Right.
Goff.
Y en verdad, I think Sean McVay made a mistake too, where he went for it, I think.
And the,
the fake punt.
The fake punt.
The fake punt. The fake punt was something that they scored. They scored a touchdown after it. Yeah. I mean, you could have punted the ball away and played field position, but he tried to do a fake punt. Didn't work.
You know, I say thank you again for Sean McVay. You know, we got some hurdling to do, but I think we'll be all right.
All right, so anoche también, the Saints game versus the Panthers. The Saints, I don't know what's going on with the Saints.
No jugaron. Yo no creo que eso fue un game.
That wasn't the Saints game that we used to see. Cuando nosotros vemos a los Saints, they come out and y juegan.
But they dominate. The Panthers jugaron defensively, jugaron un buen partido.
Pero se vio la limitación que tiene el equipo de Carolina en ofensiva.
Ofensiva, sí.
Y también, otra vez más, my boy DJ Moore from University of Maryland is a good rookie, but he fumbles the ball a lot. And he got that play where they took the ball out of his hands and gave the ball right back to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's right. He punched it.
Right. Momentum changer there. It probably would have sealed the game para los Panthers. Panthers pretty much played themselves out. They're pretty much out of it now.
De
lo que es el comodín. And now the Saints looking vulnerable as ever. They got a tough game against the Steelers. The Steelers are in a neck-and-neck race with the Ravens. They can't lose a game.
They can't.
They can't afford to lose a game, so...
Is that who won the Roethlisberger?
Sí, claro. Yeah.
Trying to play?
Yeah, claro.
Even with the cracked ribs?
Supposedly.
Claro. Pero James Conner todavía está afuera.
Yeah.
So they have to rely on, what's his name, Samuel or Jackson? What is his name?
Little by little, Chicago's creeping up there that they might be able to get this home field advantage eventually.
They might be
able to. And people might have to go in that cold weather. Pero it's definitely proven que New Orleans no es el mismo equipo jugando fuera de casa. También los Rams, they've shown some vulnerabilities también. Rams tienen un camino más fácil. They got to play I don't know which one is which. Is it Arizona or San Francisco? Arizona
then San Francisco at the end of the year.
So, yeah, they got a couple of
supposedly
easy games.
It should be easy, you know. Arizona is probably the better defense in both of those games. San Francisco is a definite win.
Okay. You said definite last week, too.
So, I'm not saying definite no more.
All right, I'm saying on paper,
dice que vamos a ganar, so I'm going to go with that.
Vamos entonces a los Redskins, que por lo menos por una semana we don't have to talk about firing this person, echando a la calle otra persona. We need... Nick Saban coming to the DMV. We don't got to talk about that yet.
Antes, before we get into this, all I'm going to say is, yo no vi ningún post diciendo we need Kaepernick to come to the Redskins this week. I didn't see ningún post diciendo eso.
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, Redskins fans saw Josh Johnson out there balling, you know, freestyling. They're like, all right, let's see what he can do.
Pero quiero saber algo de ti, Juan. ¿A qué iglesia fuiste a rezar por este partido? Porque tú ni tú mismo pensaste que ibas a ganar. Y ganaste porque fuiste y hiciste una oración, o sea, no sé... ¿Qué?
Dejé una candela prendida, algo así. Algo hizo.
La razón por que los Redskins ganaron el partido es because they were playing a worse offense than them.
Eso sí.
Sinceramente. Jacksonville, I'm going to go to the stats right now. I saw them después del partido on Sunday. But solo para darte una idea of what they were up against in Jacksonville. Jacksonville only had... In passing, total net yards passing, 20 yards.
That's right, and that's right because they scored. Dede Westbrook scored off of a punt return. That's right.
Right.
I see.
20
Any
yards.
High school team could beat them.
20 yards passing, and the Redskins defense. They can't. They said they shut down. Obviously, Cody Kessler and the attack of Jacksonville, But you can't say that you had a flawless game because you gave up 172 yardas rushing. O sea, that's a lot of yards that to give up on the ground.
Pero eso sí es Leonard Fournette. No sé bien.
I mean, Fournette had a – he had a – let me see. Fournette, he wasn't even the leading rusher. It was Cody Kessler because Kessler, oh, that's Kessler right, had a lot of scrambles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that hurt you, pero todavía, you know, you got to be able to contain un equipo así. Also, como dijiste, el error en special teams, en equipos especiales, es evidente. Que les hace falta jugadores a los Redskins. They need a little bit more talent on the team because these little mistakes, like Maurice Harris, you know, waiting for a punt at the 50 when he should have been waiting for it at the 35, it goes over his head, he almost fumbles the ball. You know, things like that. Cosas así no deben de pasar. Ya estamos en la semana ya 16 de la temporada. You can't be having those little things. And that's the thing that the Redskins lack right now is talent. Total yards. 245 para los Redskins, 192 para Jacksonville. Eso te dice todo. Now, against the Titans on Saturday, primetime game, Titans need this game también para mantenerse para posibilidades de los playoffs. I'm sure Titans are going to bring it strong.
You want? I can go with you to the church. It's fine.
Vamos, I need all the help I can get. The 10-point underdogs are Redskins already in Vegas. 10-point underdogs already. And, I mean, I like que los Redskins ganaron este partido el domingo, pero I don't want to get too carried away because, en realidad, it was just Jacksonville was a bad team.
Claro.
Gracias a Jay Gruden por mantener el equipo unido lo suficiente para no mostrar que they're falling apart because, you know, there was a lot of rumors during the week that the team members was blaming this person, this one was the other person, whatever. They got a win. Now, Titans on Saturday. If you can somehow contain Henry,
that's
you
not
know,
happening.
Somehow contain him the most that you can and hope that Mariota has one of his patented, you know, Mariota games where he's not doing that well. He does have good games, but he also has some stinkers, too, in him.
Yeah, that is true.
So, si te hacen daño on the ground, that's fine because you just have to prevent the big plays. Don't let the big plays that they did against Jacksonville happen. If you can somehow limit those plays, the big plays in Tennessee, and make it be a slugfest, their defense isn't as good as Jacksonville's defense.
No.
So. No.
Their secondary is not bad, but.
13-10, you know, 13-7, something like that. I can pray again. Puedo rezar otra vez. Pero, then again, it's like, como dijo Rey la semana pasada, I sometimes think like him, is like, even if we do sneak into the playoffs, what are we going to do in the playoffs?
Exacto. ¿Qué van a hacer? ¿Cómo dice?
Take
¿Qué
a
van
space.
A hacer?
¿Ganar un viaje
a
o jugar otro partido más?
Jugar un partido más, nomás.
I don't know, man. Pero, igual, it would feel good. It would feel good to take the playoff spot away from Philly. Or even the Cowboys at this point, because
either
the Cowboys might choke it up, too.
Verdad. Either or.
Oh, that would be great.
No, I wouldn't.
Otra cosa en la liga right now, I mean, the AFC is weird right now because
KC,
la manera como perdió ese partido ante Los Ángeles el jueves.
Those Chargers están en primera posición con with New Orleans.
Lo que pasa es que ahorita tiene el me parece, if we pull it up right. Ahorita todavía lo tiene
11-3.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs at 29-28.
Yeah, Chiefs are still in first
Chiefs
place.
Chiefs still first place, though,
en la conferencia
AFC.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I believe right now, if it were the playoffs were to end right now, the Texans would have the second seed.
Yep.
And then
10-0.
It would be
10-4.
Yeah.
The Ravens. And the Patriots. The Patriots have the third place.
Pero los
Ravens
Patriots
have the fourth
han perdido
place.
Those games back to back now. Mm. But then now they got the Bills, and it's at New York or whatever.
If the playoffs were to start today, the Ravens would be visiting the Patriots, and then the Chargers would be visiting the Steelers right now. And we saw that the Chargers came back and beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Texans, number two seeded. Is that a real team to believe in?
What, the Texans?
The Texans.
Sí, claro. Yeah.
You think so?
Demaryius Thomas.
You talking about you got Watson, one of the best defensive ends, J.J. Watt on there. Like,
that goes there.
So si ellos llegan al AFC Championship game, you wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. You can't count them out.
No.
Teams like the Steelers down their neck, Ravens, Patriots, Chargers, Chiefs.
The Vikings, everybody. I'm telling you, it's.
No, I'm saying. I don't know. They barely beat the Cowboys in overtime earlier in the year. The Redskins, if Alex Smith would have stayed in the game, I feel like they would have been able to beat them. They had a tough time against those Jets on Saturday, the Texans. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in them yet.
29-22. I mean, eso
es... Juan, la cosa que tenemos que tomar en cuenta es when the playoff comes, todo cambia.
Yeah.
Todo mundo, they haven't won a playoff game.
I'm saying if they get into the playoffs.
But this would be Watson's first playoff.
Exactly. Get into the playoffs, the regular season numbers, stats, basically your win and loss, eso no cuenta nomás. It's win or go home. So when you get into the playoffs, everything changes. And there are teams that are hot, like the Cowboys were. We went into the playoffs and we lost. You know, and then boom, everything was just shut down. Like that was a year that we were projected to do great.
Mm-hmm. Same thing the Redskins 3 years ago. When you guys had Kirk Cousins, you got DeSean Jackson, and you guys had an actual offense.
Ah, but we were not supposed to go to the playoffs. We snuck into the playoffs because the NFC East was bad. It's pretty much the situation
como
of this
está
year.
Pasando ahora, right. Sneaking in the playoffs.
Right. I mean, but we weren't expected to do
Pero
anything.
Pero hay equipos that do sneak in, and they are the sleepers. They go in there and they make noise.
Well, you're talking about the Ravens, and the Ravens do that all the time.
Exactly. Nobody expected the Chargers to be where they're at today.
I don't know if the Chargers can actually, you know, finish the job, though.
Well, without Keenan Allen, maybe. Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Pero Melvin Gordon siempre está ahí.
Yeah. Eso sí. Pero también you got to watch out for the Patriots in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, eso sí.
They always
come out of nowhere. Aunque sea que están perdiendo, you know, the last two games. Pero están jugando against the Bills que week 7, 26-3, algo así.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots ended up beating them, so and they're playing in Buffalo, so it should be an easy win. It's Gronkowski's old home.
Right. In the NFC right now, if the playoffs were starting right now, the Vikings will be visiting the Bears. That's pretty interesting because the last game of the season is Vikings versus Bears. And the Seahawks would be visiting the Cowboys. Seahawks lost against the 49ers. That takes away some of their fire for me. que ellos puedan perder un partido así ante los 49ers. I believe the Seahawks play the Chiefs this week, too. We'll be talking about the games de esta semana más adelante. So they might even drop a seed if the Vikings win against the Lions. Could be pretty interesting there. Maybe it would be two wild card spots up for grabs.
Estamos hablando that the Panthers are completely out of the playoff race. They're not. They're still in the hunt.
Yeah, 6-8. They got to play New Orleans again, though, at New Orleans at the end of the year. And now I think their next game is against, I don't know who their next game is against. We'll have to see that later today.
Well, now that you mention New Orleans, yeah, they're out.
Pretty much out.
Yeah, the Chiefs and the
Seahawks. I mean, but don't be surprised because the Redskins are still in there. También, you know what I'm saying?
Stop getting my hopes up. You're blowing my head up, man. Come on, man. We're supposed to be burying the Redskins right now.
The Titans and then the Chargers on Sunday. Okay, so that's the two games on Saturday. All right, I'm just making sure.
Right. So.
Well, this Saturday should be fun.
¿Están jugando en casa o están jugando los Redskins?
They're playing in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. In Tennessee.
Va a ser un partido un poco difícil, but... I'm gonna be cheering for the Redskins this Saturday with you, Juan.
So let's talk about Ray's team since Ray's not here today.
Oh man,
the Broncos and the Browns. The Browns, man. Chucha. Baker Mayfield. Le dije Baker Mayfield, cuidado. And you bet against him only because it was his team.
Yeah.
And I told you guys the Browns had a shot because Case Keenum has nobody really to throw to right now. He's got Sutton. He's using his tight ends. They're using more tight end plays now because they have nobody else to throw to.
Honestly, yo no vi por qué Ray made that bet. bro, because
I don't know. To be honest, I was just like, you know what? Like, he's gonna bet. I'm gonna have to buy lunch for everybody.
Yeah.
En serio, yo estaba at the club, and Juan was just like, thanks for lunch, right? I was just like, yes.
Oh man.
Nah, pero ese fue un partido that the Broncos should have won, pero
on paper, como siempre.
En papel.
En papel siempre tenían que ganar los Broncos.
Cosa muy diferente. En papel, cualquiera pueden decir que pueden ganar, pero when you go onto the field, el papel, that doesn't really matter no more.
No.
Es lo que uno hace, and it, you know what I'm saying, right there on the field, it actually matters. And sorry, Ray, your Broncos, womp, womp, womp.
What is Ray picking up next week?
La próxima semana.
I think he's out till 2019. He got three vacations. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Por eso hizo la apuesta.
Eso fue el año pasado, va a decir.
Chucha.
Ya no es válido, va a decir. Vámonos a una pausa. Cuando regresemos, vamos a estar viendo la acción de esta semana. A ver cómo van a quedar nuestros equipos y también el resto de la NFL. Está escuchando el Touchdown. Seguimos con el Touchdown, segundo segmento, Juan el Poderoso Romero, Mr. Dale, y también DJ Fatboy, que esta semana Fatboy me va a acompañar en narrar y analizar el partido de los Redskins contra los Titans. Fatboy, am I going to call you by your legal name on here? Your legal name?
I don't know. No sé.
I don't think I'm going to call la narración de Juan Romero y DJ Fatboy. I call you by your legal name on Saturday.
I mean, yo no sé si la gente sabe mi nombre.
Well, pero good, pero está bien. Ahí van a aprender que tú vas a ser, comentarista.
Junto al Juan el Poderoso, Manuel Suazo.
Manuel Suazo. That's good. Redskins Titans. Hey, the first game of the week. Redskins visitando a los Titans. I'm going to have to go with my Redskins, my fandom. Wow. I'm going to put my fan card down.
Todos nosotros vamos a ir a la iglesia contigo, Juan, para orar. Que
yo sé que Fatboy no quiere que gane los Redskins. Yo sé que Fatboy quiere venir y analizar un partido de 35-0 de los Titans.
No voy a decir 35-0 tampoco, pero yo quiero que los Titans ganen para que la próxima semana cuando vengamos acá, there's no more playoff hope. Eso ya se acabe. That's it. Juan, it sucks seeing you like this. No sé, tiene esperanza, pero no tiene esperanza.
No sabes si estar contento o no cada domingo que va a tocar, que va a jugar el partido.
No, o sea, yo lo dije el otro día. I said it yesterday, I was covering on air, que la última vez que los Redskins habían ganado, there were leaves on the trees still, ¿me entendés? Now they're all bare. Ain't no leaves on the trees.
Por eso que no nieve todavía en DC.
It's a whole different
season.
Season outside. Yeah. It was fall when they were winning.
It felt good. Una victoria así ante los Jaguares. Felt even better that the Cowboys lost, Giants lost, but it would have been even better if the Eagles would have lost.
Shut out. Yeah, I know. No sabes cómo me siento por ese partido.
So, ahora está que bien difícil que los Rams consigan home field advantage. You guys are going to have to go to New Orleans if you guys want to win.
Sí.
And go to the Super Bowl.
Eso sí.
So, I'm going Redskins. You're going Titans, Fatboy.
Titans.
What's up with you, Dale?
Yo te lo voy a dar a ti. I'm gonna go with the Redskins.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
go with the Redskins.
Church.
The way Josh está jugando es, él corre.
Hold on.
El corre.
Hold on. He was not, you know, Deshaun Watson out
no,
there.
No. Vamos a hablar la realidad.
Hold on.
Él tenía at least 50 yards in that game. 40
rushing?
To 50 yards. Yeah, yeah. I want to say that.
Playing way better than Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Eso sí.
Eso sí.
We set the bar really low if that's what we're going by.
And McCoy. Eso tiene que verlo así, like...
The thing is, Johnson no es lo único que está afectando al equipo. La línea ofensiva, I'm sorry, is horrendous right now.
Eso
there
lo
is
entiendo.
No holes for Adrian Peterson to run, and Adrian Peterson gets frustrated. Adrian Peterson gets hit, before he hits the line of scrimmage. If he makes yards, he makes it on his own.
Eso sí.
And it's unfortunate that we're, wasting having a Hall of Fame back that's obviously showed that he still got some tread on that tire. ¿Me entendés? He's he's not being used the way he should be because of injury, because of the offensive line. That, again, we might have to change the rotation this week because somebody's injured. Again.
Well, so. yo siempre voy con los Redskins. Así como estaban jugando en el partido este, yo creo que sí lo pueden hacer contra los
Titans. All right. El otro equipo local, los Ravens de Baltimore, están visitando a los Chargers en Los Ángeles este sábado también, partido de la noche. That's a tough game. Chargers probably still piensan que pueden alcanzar a los Chiefs. The thing is that in L.A., I'm sure they're going to be having like half Ravens fans. Que en ese estadio, they don't really have their own fan base. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Chargers still. Chargers, yo creo que.
I'm going to go with the Chargers también. Philip Rivers, él está jugando buenísimo. He's playing strong, smart football. So, I'm sorry, X. Got to go with the Chargers on this
eso
one.
Eso te iba a decir yo, X, también. I'm sorry, pero los Chargers van a ganar ese partido.
All right, Sunday. The Battle of Ohio, Cincinnati está visitando a los Browns.
Yo digo Browns. Baker Mayfield, the truth.
I got to go with the Browns después de la semana pasada.
You remember that stat I told you? That the Browns, now they've gone 4-2. De que dejaron ir a Jackson.
Hugh Jackson. Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals are
0-0. Oh, verdad, van a jugar. This is basically yep. A rivalry. Oh, no.
The last time they played a couple weeks ago, I think, when was it that I saw it?
Yeah, when he threw the ball at him.
He threw the ball at him.
He was like, here you go. And he was like, whatever.
I was outside when I saw that. Yeah, that's where I was. And I was like, wow, that's funny.
Browns.
Browns. I'm going to go Browns, too. Right. Buccaneers at the Cowboys. 1 o'clock game.
¿Qué tú piensas, Fatboy? Dime, ¿qué tú piensas? Los Bucks.
Después de esa derrota, I think the Cowboys are going to bounce back. I'm not going to say que va a ser un blowout game, pero we're going to come back as a different team.
Is Jameis Winston still? Is he starting
still?
No como los Cowboys que vieron así la semana pasada.
Okay, vamos a ver.
That was embarrassing. Me as a Cowboy fanatic, as a fan, as a football fanatic, eso fue horrible. The way that we got shut out like that.
You want a hug?
I do. Come give me a hug, cousin. Thank you.
All right. Juan, who you say? Cowboys? Bucks?
Let's look at the analytics about this thing. Because the Bucks, lo que ellos tienen es un ataque aéreo. And basically you play in perfect weather in Dallas because it's a dome. Last week, they couldn't do it against Ravens because it was rainy, cold weather here, and the Bucs offense struggled. But they got an air attack. And Cowboys, that's the only weakness. They'll stop you on the ground all day, and they'll stop you in the short passes. Those long passes in the secondary is where it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think, but I'm going to have to give it to the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to win. They're going to bounce back.
Is DeSean Jackson back yet or no?
I have no idea. But Mike Evans is still...
Yeah,
Mike Evans and O.J. Howard.
Yeah, O.J. Howard's back.
Supposedly,
I'm gonna go with the Bucks. I'm sorry, Fats. I think I'm gonna go with the Bucks on this one.
Oh snap!
I'm gonna go with the Bucks on this one. And I tell you, por una razón nomás, if O.J. Howard is back, I think they got it because you guys can't stop the tight end, not yet. We've seen it plenty of times.
Sounds like a move. You guys can't stop the tight.
You want to bet lunch on it?
We bet lunch on it?
I mean, we going to bet lunch on it?
I'm on vacay next week. Let's do it. No, I'm down. Let's do it. Right, let's do it. I say the Bucks. I'm going to go with my brother's team.
All right. Vikings are visiting the Lions. The Vikings got rid of their O coordinator last week. They bounced back. They said, hey, Mike Zimmer said, necesitamos correr. Juego terrestre. Enough about this fancy stuff to Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is going to get us interceptions. And they blew out the Dolphins. The Dolphins todavía tenían posibilidad de clasificar. And they just came and ran it on them. Kirk Cousins didn't have that good of a game.
Dalvin Cook did, though.
Pero Dalvin Cook did. Now, the Lions, they can ruin anybody's party when they feel like it.
When they feel like
yeah, because Matty Stafford llega un día y llega y no llega los otros.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I need, I'm going to go by what I need. I need the Vikings to lose.
Hey, yo estoy en la misma posición. Necesito los Vikings que pierdan también.
So I'm going to go with the Lions. Rams,
I'm going to go with the Vikings. Yeah. Si ellos juegan como jugaron la semana pasada with a strong running game, I feel like they're capable of being the Lions.
Yo creo que sí. En mi opinión, los Vikings tienen un equipo como los Saints. En mi opinión. Claro, not putting Kirk Cousins and Drew Brees in the same level. But the rest of the team, the rest of the team, having Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray and also having Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, and both sides, they can run and they can pass. They have a passing and running game all day, just like the Saints. They just need to start playing the way the Saints play. And
smart football.
Yeah, exactly. Sharing that run between Latavius and Dalvin Cook.
So you go Vikings.
I go Vikings all day.
I go Vikings.
All right, Bills at Patriots. I'm going to go Patriots and poor Bills because Patriots have lost two in a row.
They're going
to come out and put it on them.
Don't you think that maybe, just maybe, Josh Allen and the rest of the team, because I don't know the rest of the team.
They might come out and put an upset.
Yeah, that's what they're coming back from two upsets, the Patriots, you know. Miami and you know the Steelers now, come the
Bills. And the cold is not a factor for those two teams.
No,
you can throw that out. Yeah,
eso sí.
But Tom Brady though,
the Bills used all their bullets against the Patriots earlier this year and couldn't beat them. They almost did, they couldn't beat them.
Yeah.
So I might have to go Patriots, and I think it's gonna be a dominating win actually. Dominating win.
All right.
Packers visitando los Jets.
I go Packers.
Claro.
Packers.
Hey. Packers.
Interesting Packers. Game. Nice 1 o'clock game. Texans at the Eagles. I need the Eagles to lose.
Me too.
Yo quiero que pierdan los Eagles solamente porque lo ganaron a nosotros el domingo. Pero contra los Texans van a ganar ese juego.
Don't sleep on the Texans.
No. La defensa secundaria que tienen los Texans no está allí just yet. Pero.
But they will get you here and there.
Yeah.
They will get you here and there.
They'll make sure that the offense is going to do enough that the defense doesn't have
no
to.
No digo
really
que es un partido que va a ganar los Eagles. It's not going to be a blowout game, but it's not going to be an easy game. Yeah.
It's not going to be an easy game.
It's going to be a real tough game. Yo creo que va a ser a defensive game.
I just don't believe in the Eagles. They won that game. Rams gave him that game.
Fluke.
It's not the truth.
It's not the truth.
And then they got a pretty good defense, but their offense, to me, is all Ertz or nothing most of the time. And now they got Foles at the helm again, at the controls. I need Texans to have a good game because I have Deshaun Watson and Hopkins on my fantasy team. It's the finals, so I'm going to go with Texans.
I'm going Texans all day. You have no choice but to go Texas.
Oh, yeah, Texans, of course. We need the Eagles to lose. It's
Falcons are visiting the Panthers. Panthers, I guess.
Julio is out. I wouldn't say injured, not IR, but he's probable.
Falcons put the whooping on the Cardinals last Sunday.
But, I mean, it's the Cardinals.
Right.
I mean, it's the Cardinals. I'm going to go with the Panthers because of the defense that they played yesterday along with the Saints.
Giants are visiting the Colts.
Colts?
I say Saquon Barkley, you know.
Look what Indy just did to the Cowboys.
Oh, that's right.
Like, come on. Okay. Indy all day. All right. Indy got the juice.
They're playing at home.
Indy tiene el jugo. Así vamos a decirle.
And they're playing at home.
Sí, entonces está bien.
So, I go with the Colts.
The Colts.
Jaguars at the Dolphins, the Battle of Florida.
Dolphins, Tannehill.
Jaguars. I just personally saw the Jaguars, and they were bad.
Their QB has more running yards than your...
Right. Rams at the Cardinals.
It's definitely a Rams game.
Rams.
We need a bounce back.
Como dicen todos. Exactly. I think that loss is going to come back and bounce back. Yeah. Tiene que hacerlo. My hopes still got with the Rams.
Bears at 49ers.
Bears.
Yeah, Bears.
Eso sí, Bears. Bears. Khalil Mack, everybody's back.
His next game is going to be who?
The Steelers and the Saints.
Wow.
Eso sí va a ser un juego that you have to watch.
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
At the Saints.
At
the Dome, it's kind of hard. It is,
but I feel like they could come and upset the Saints because, I mean, the Saints haven't been playing like the Saints.
Not like they were playing at the beginning of the year, but also están cubriendo a Michael Thomas dos, tres veces en la secundaria.
That, yes, pero después que los Cowboys le ganaron a ellos, they haven't been playing the same.
They exposed the formula. They gave the secret out on how to defend them, and people are probably imitating it. I'm going to go with the Saints, though. They're playing at home. That dome gives them a big advantage. Steelers.
I need the Steelers to beat them. I need the Steelers
to
beat
them. I'm going to call Ben myself.
Y le voy a decir, por favor, play that game.
Chiefs are at the Seahawks Sunday night. Good game.
Ese otro juego. That's going to be a good game.
Seahawks need
I want to go with the Chiefs, but I mean, they're playing in Seattle.
Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett all day.
Yeah, I'm Seahawks.
I ain't gonna lie though, but even without Kareem Hunt, Mahomes is a player.
Yeah, absolutely.
He played his butt off last Thursday. They just didn't come through. They ain't come through for him. The defense is just not good.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And so, but it's at the Seahawks.
I think yo voy con Seahawks en ese juego. I go with Seahawks. Russell Wilson.
I go with Chiefs. Chiefs need to bounce back.
All right.
Monday night, Broncos at the Raiders.
Ray!
I'm going with the Raiders.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, sorry, Ray.
It is Christmas Eve, no?
Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
Monday night.
I mean, guy and Ray in Oakland, no hay nada. So, I mean, para mí, yo voy con los Broncos.
I'm sorry, Ray.
I'm going to go with
Christmas
the Broncos.
Christmas is not going to be.
It's not your day.
I'm going to go Raiders.
I'm going to go Raiders, too. I'm going to go Raiders.
Both of you guys. Con los Raiders?
Raiders, yeah.
¿Con qué? No tienen nada contra los Broncos.
But the Broncos are done, too. I mean, what do you want them to play
no,
for?
No, pero van a ganar los Broncos. No van a perder el juego. I'm on your side, Ray, today.
Porque no está Ray por eso.
You representing for Ray?
I'm helping Ray out. I'm helping Ray out today. I'm going with the Broncos.
All right. So, the big question here is, si el otra semana vamos a estar hablando de las posibilidades que tienen los Redskins todavía para entrar a los playoffs. And if the last game of the year at FedEx Field is going to be Philly versus Redskins for playoff possibilities.
Do you think that you guys could beat Philly?
No, see, but
no,
it's not even about
Titans.
That. First, have to be the Titans.
Right. Hypothetically speaking, si llegamos a esa posición.
And then the Cowboys have to lose.
Tienen que perder.
Si los Redskins ganan este partido ante Tennessee, then obviously their offense would have had gotten better. I have a bad feeling about going against Philly if we have no offense.
Yeah.
But also, the other interesting thing is que Colt McCoy would be back probably for that game against Philly. They're only going to bring him back if there's playoff possibilities still. So, it would be an interesting topic to
discuss. Would you switch your quarterback? Would you rather have McCoy?
Yes, because I saw Josh Johnson, the only thing that Josh Johnson has in favor of Colt is mobility.
And but that's as far what you as need. Eso es lo que necesitan. You don't have a running game. No tienes terreno para correr ahorita.
But you have to respect Colt McCoy, even though it's Colt McCoy, the defenses have more respect for Colt McCoy because he's actual NFL pro quarterback.
Now, solo porque dicen that he's good to come back.
Doesn't mean that he's going to be 100%.
Yeah, claro.
Do you think that he's going to be able to play at the level that he was playing before he got hurt? Porque we know what happened to RG3. Oh, you know, he's good to come back, but RG3, once he got hurt, he wasn't the same
that,
RG3.
That was a position that no quisiera estar.
No, I'm saying, but it's like I would understand if he broke maybe like something on your upper body, right. But when it's talking like about your lower body, it's cambia todo en la forma que uno se mueve in the pocket.
Claro.
Should I run?
Claro.
Should I slide? You know what? Maybe I don't want to get
hit. Déjame ponértelo así. Si Josh Johnson tiene un partido como el que tuvo este domingo pasado, then I would say put Colt in. But if he has a breakout game, he looks more comfortable in the pocket, he's making great throws, then I would say keep him in the game. Keep him in that last game. Because if you win that game, that means that your offense is playing better. Because to beat Tennessee, you can't just win with 16 points. And you basically giving up, you know, your whole team has to play perfect to beat Tennessee. And you have to score more than 16 points, I think, in my opinion.
I mean, sí, claro.
So if he shows that he can be capable and run a good offense. But on Sunday, I didn't see enough for him to be a starter in the NFL. He could be good for filling.
But that was his first game that he started, and he ran that play with the first squad. You know, because it's hard to come in as a backup once Mark Sanchez already done blew it.
and you haven't even had a chance to actually practice with your starters.
He did good things. I'm not going to take it from him. But he did some, oh, this is why he's the backup quarterback things.
Well, of course.
He did some of those things. Like, you know, he tried to throw when he's already wrapped up in somebody's arms. And what he did was fumble the ball.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We got it. Thank God. You know, we got the recovery. But that's things you don't do as a starting quarterback. You know not to do that unless you're, who was it? Was it Goff?
When?
Who did that? One of the good quarterbacks did that the other day. I don't know if it was Goff or if it was Breeze. I think it was Breeze yesterday. That he was wrapped up and he tried to throw it. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I didn't see that play.
I think it was one of them. But either way, you don't do that. And then that play that we got in the touchdown drive, donde he threw a long pass and it was thrown into double coverage, but it bounced off the defender into Crowder's arms. That was a lucky play. You know, but sometimes you need luck, pero.
A lot of reflections this whole Sunday. A lot of reflections.
If he has to get to that, though, Jay Gruden, that's going to be a big decision, though.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Because
and that's going to say a lot about him.
What if he puts in Colt against the Eagles and he totally flops? Everybody's going to be like, why didn't you keep staying?
It's a tough position to be in.
That's why they pay you $7 million a year, you know? We out here talking smack, but, you know, we don't get paid those bucks. So, all right. ¿Cómo te pueden seguir en las redes sociales, Fatboy?
@ The Real DJ, Fatboy, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, y en Facebook, Fatboy Suaso, Z-U-A-S-O.
Dale.
And for me, Mr. Dale 1 on Instagram and Facebook, and para los Snapchatters, Mr. King of Pupusas.
King of Pupusas. Hey, catch up, Mr. Manuel Suaso.
Este sábado, ¿verdad? A las 4 de la tarde,
la transmisión de los Redskins contra los Titans en el Sol Deportes 1580 y también el Sol 107.9. You get to make your debut on the big stick.
Wow, that's nice.
Porque juegan ya anochecer, so necesitamos la señal que puede escuchar gente durante la noche. So, we're going to be on both stations y también pueden bajar la aplicación radio.com. Redskins Titans, do or die for the Redskins. Otra vez más, do or die. Juan el Poderoso Romero, @ el Poderoso DC. Y pues nada, pues, que todos tengan una buena semana. Did we make a bet?
Yes, we did.
Either way, somebody's going to get lunch.
Somebody's getting lunch next week.
Unless they're on vacation.
That's what I like to hear.
I got you, Ray.
Que tengan buena semana.